Time now for your letters. We begin with our story last week about the long-term unemployed. An estimated 6 million Americans have been without work for 6 months or more. Jerry Baker of Longmont, Colorado, shared his story on our website, npr.org. He says he was laid off 7 months ago from his job as a precision sheet metal worker. He writes, "I found that because of my rate of pay, my age, and the simple fact that jobs are all filled to capacity, I cannot get back to work in my skill-specific trade." Mary Cole of Houston, Texas, says, "I laugh when I hear a manager repeat that tired phrase, 'We need to find ways to do more with less.' The stress of all this has reduced my dress size from a 4 to a 0. Yeah, more with less. I'm living it." And Bruce Swartz of Oceanside, California, writes on our website, "I have 33 years of experience. I was a bank manager. I apply for jobs every day. When I do get an interview, the response is I'm overqualified and wouldn't be satisfied with the position. What they can't say is that I'm overaged and they're looking for someone younger." Last week, we also spoke with Jim Nader, host of Chicago Public Radio's Most Annoying Music Show.
I would give the world to see how I used to be.
A thankless job, and we received a few less than grateful responses from you. Mike Horton of St. Louis, Missouri writes, "What exactly is wrong with Clint Eastwood's singing ability? When I heard your story Saturday, I immediately began to sing along with Mr. Eastwood, although with less ability, much to the chagrin of some of my coworkers. In the future, please stick to making fun of the likes of William Shatner or David Hasselhoff, singers who rightly deserve to be included on The Annoying Music Show." Finally, last week, we spoke with the president of the Shakespeare Society at Wellesley College in Massachusetts. Students there were attempting to read all the works of Shakespeare within 24 hours. Louise Temple of Harrisonburg, Virginia writes, "I want to effusively thank the women of Wellesley for the interesting and entertaining interview in which none of the students used the word like at all. Zero. Nil. Nada. Do you know how rare this is for today's college students? And refreshing. Please pass along my congratulations for the proper use of the English language." Like, we like hearing from you. Send us your thoughts by going to npr.org and clicking Contact Us. You can also reach us on Facebook, facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.